Podtacular episode 420, Heavy Lifting, for April 24th, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him, he's back, Mr. Brent Gamer.
Hey, I'm back!
Hey, although you weren't really gone for that long.
No.
You just had a silent episode during the Marty cast that we had with Guardian Radio.
Oh, but yeah. I did tell the story about the Marty army. That was interesting.
Yes, yes. I figured if there was one thing that you could get a word in edgewise is your Marty Army story.
Yeah.
But that episode, if you guys haven't listened to that yet, our 419th episode, we did a dual cast with the guys over at Guardian Radio, and we talked about the whole situation with Marty being fired from Bungie and what that means for Bungie in the future, what that means for Marty in the future, and it was a really good podcast. We talked for a good while, I think about an hour and a half, about just different things regarding where Marty's career could take him with the stuff he's done, from movies to TV to other video games, and what that kind of means for Bungie and what it means for Halo fans. So that's a good listen if you want to go listen to some good quality podcasting. I think that's a good example. But we're going to catch up on some Halo Bulletin stuff for this week, since we've been gone for quite a while. Just from the regular news side of things. So we have three bulletins from April 9th to April 23rd to catch up on. And lots of cool things for matchmaking coming through. There's still not much information at all regarding Halo 5 or Halo 2 Anniversary or any other kind of miscellaneous Halo information that's out there. There is some stuff around the Halo escalation stuff, but again, we're not really diving into those right now. I know Halo Collector, you said you wanted to talk about that before the show. I haven't even read Initiation yet. I want to try to get through the rest of the books before I kind of dive into the comics. That may be done sooner rather than later because of all the stuff that is coming out with the comics. I have two books to read left. I have, is it Silentium? Yeah, Silentium and Moral Dictator to read. So I will be reading those probably over the next month or 2 months, and then after those are done, we'll follow up on all the podcasts for the books that are way overdue, and then we'll get to the comic stuff. Although I may throw in the comic stuff before we actually do those book podcasts, because there is some big stuff in the comics, but we'll see how that plays out. But let's go ahead and dive in some of the bulletin stuff, since we have quite a bit to talk about for tonight. First up, from the April 9th bulletin, we got Ninja Assassins, which is actually out right now as of this recording. If you're listening to this a few days afterwards, then it's already come and gone. But I have had a chance to play Ninja Assassins, and it's an interesting game type. Has a few little quirks about it, which makes it a little bit different than just playing with the snipers and swords regularly, or kind of an off version of Shoddy Snipes. But it's a... I think it's a nice touch. I think it does involve some different style of gameplay and incorporating some of the mechanics that was introduced in Halo 4 to really give it a different experience. Have you been able to play this at all, Brent?
No, I haven't. Did you save the game type? So are we going to be able to play that on like Wacky Wednesdays?
Yeah, I have the game type. I have, and there's the details in the bulletin, which we'll read off here in a second. But one of the things about Ninja Assassins that I didn't quite get right off the go because I didn't read the bulletins for the last 3 weeks. I was moving and going to PAX. So I was busy trying to figure out what exactly was going on in the game type without knowing really what the bulletin had said about it. As far as I saw from face value, it seemed like you had 3 kills until you get to like this super ninja tier. And you actually have a little text on the bottom that we've seen a lot of modded game types used like on the screen on the bottom, the lower third, and it says ninja level 0 out of 3, and then like once you get sequential kills and it goes up to a max of 3, and then if you die it resets to 0. So it seemed like, at first glance, that once you get to three, your shields recharge faster. You could use your thruster pack more, and you could, I can't remember if I could reload faster or not. But looking at the bulletin, there's actually the three levels do incorporate some different changes to the game type. So at ninja level one, you have shield recharge rate of 2x, and the assassinations are performed at a faster rate, at a 2x speed. Ninja level two, the shields still recharge at 2x speed. Shields recharge sooner than normal, so instead of after, I think, 4 seconds, it's after 3 seconds. And then the assassinations that are performed at a 3x faster speed. And then ninja level three, which is the big one, the big cojone.
Level three ninjas.
Level three ninjas. What color belt would that be? Just random thought. I have no idea either.
I really don't. I was in taekwondo for a year and a half, I think, in high school. And
I'm
that
sure
was
someone
really
in the chat
more just slamming people into the ground, which was fun, but I mean, it wasn't very educational. It wasn't.
Well, going back to high school here. But no, ninja level three, shields recharge at a rate still at 2x. The shield recharges sooner after 2 seconds instead of after three, after four. Assassinations are performed at 4x speed, and you have unlimited thruster pack energy. The scoring for Ninja Assassins, it was typical Slayer. Like, you didn't have to get a kill with the sword, or you didn't have to get a headshot. But if you got an assassination, you got 30 points, whereas a normal kill with the sniper or the sword got you 10 points. And I believe it was to 300 points, if I remember right.
So is this just incredibly unfair for, like, people that aren't very good? Like, are the people that are already amazing at Halo just getting a crazy advantage when they play?
I don't think so, because the maps that they're being played on do have a little bit of cover for a little more inexperienced people to use. And if you just rush out with a sword, and if people are trying to no-scope you, you have a fairly decent chance at surviving and getting up close with a sword. There are lots of sword battles, though. If you get into a one-on-one match, then it's that, I think, 5 or 6 clashes until either one of you guys come out victorious or you both just kill each other. And or you have someone just come up and intercede in the whole process and kills both of you. As far as if you're really good at Halo, if you're really good at sniping, most of the time you'll be doing pretty good because most of the maps do fit well with sniping, but there are some maps. I think Adrift was one I played last night. It's hard to snipe on that map unless you're standing in certain areas and you're looking down the hallways. But other than that, with people moving, a lot of it's sword combat. So it really depends on the map. I don't think it really caters to people that are better at Halo than people that aren't so good at Halo. I think it's a pretty well-rounded out game type.
Well, that's disappointing because I love when I have a huge advantage. I'm decent in Halo. I mean, of course, that can get turned around on me. Sometimes I play somebody who's just crazy at Halo, and I'm like, why are you so good? You know, the people that'll grab a sniper rifle and just go on a, you know, 30-kill killing spree. It's kind of...
It gets annoying sometimes.
It's disheartening, you know?
Yes, definitely. So, that was a pretty fun game type, and I do have it saved so we can play it for some Mikey Wednesday if people haven't played it. I haven't had a chance to. And one last thing for it. Your armor is basically pitch black.
Cool.
You are a ninja. So, with that, we're getting some big team battle updates, or we got some big team battle updates. We have neutral flag being thrown into the game types that will be available for big team battle. And the game type is on Ragnarok, Exile, and Longbow. And we got some new community maps in there, too. Excavation by Flying Shoe ILR, and then Panic Station by the Psycho Duck.
Sweet.
Yep. More big team battle maps are always good.
The Psycho Duck.
The Psycho Duck. We've seen some
stuff
from him before.
Is that like Pete the Duck's evil twin?
I don't know.
Psychotic twin.
Pete's in here, or he was in here earlier. How is that true, Pete? Is he your evil twin? Let us know. We got some Proving Ground voting going on. So Proving Ground is the new semi-legendary Slayer playlist that they're using for the top 200 now. And I believe the first week they added, what, Extraction? Is that right?
I don't remember. Right. I really don't care about Proving Grounds. No joke. I mean, I know that they have a top 200, but I never read it.
Yeah, you don't see me in the top 200.
So, you're in the top 200?
No. I said you don't see me in the top 200.
I thought you said you do see me in the top 200. Have you tried to get into the top 200?
No, I have not tried.
I wonder how hard that is. Like,
I don't know. It takes a lot of games to get in there, though.
Yeah.
Especially to go from 0 to 50. And you basically have to be playing, I would think, almost every day in order to maintain your rank, in order to even get up that high. But we have Oddball, so if you're into that kind of thing, if you go play Proving Grounds, then Oddball is going to be the next game type introduced into the Proving Grounds playlist. That pretty much... well, no, there's one more thing in the bulletin, and that would be the... So, I don't know what this community meld thing actually is. It's supposed to be a way to kind of integrate the stuff in, I guess, kind of waypoint how that is on the 360, but apparently there's some kind of technology on the Xbox One where games can link into this API or something to display rich content. So, news, a store, achievements, and that kind of thing in a different kind of... interface. So they're doing that for... Sorry? Yeah,
it would be interesting for Podtacular to be on there one day for maybe something like Halo 5.
Maybe.
You just get into the community meld, it's just right there, you hit play, you know, it instantly streams to you. Here are...
That actually would be really voices. Cool. That would
delicious
be...
Delicious, velvety voices.
At that point, would we be considered the official Halo Universe podcast? Maybe. No,
well, I mean, we couldn't be official.
I think if we were the official, yeah, I think if we were the official, it has to be, yeah, yeah. Like, and I've been playing this, okay, I'm going to go on a tangent here. I've talked to, like, my parents and friends about getting a job at 343 and if it would be something I'd be interested in, which it totally would be. I would totally love to have a job at 343. But at the same time, I don't really want to give up the ability to interact with so much of the community, because that's one of the things that I really love about Halo and I love doing the podcast for, is it's a easy way to interact with so many different facets of the Halo universe and the Halo community as a whole, all the little pieces that make it up. And it's a really cool... I mean, Halo's community is one of a kind. It's built off of an incredible game. It has an incredible campaign, and people expand on the universe and do things that are just simply amazing and you don't see really with any other universe out there. So to lose that from a kind of open and friendship stance and have it more closed off in corporate would be kind of a detriment to me. It would be cool if I could do some of the similar things I'm doing now with the podcast at 343. Like, if they really wanted to invest in doing something like a weekly podcast where I go and interact with the community or talk to developers or artists or storyboard writers, and basically present that on a weekly basis for existing projects, I would totally jump on that opportunity. But until such a position exists, I would say my likeliness of going to 343 is probably on the lower end, which I hope people don't think that's just blasphemy, because it's really not, because I want to service the community, because that's what I love about Halo, is the community and the friendships that I've developed from it.
What if 343 came to you and said, we want to give you the lead writing position? Your word is law in Halo. Would you instantly take it?
No.
Would you even think twice?
No.
You wouldn't think twice, or you would think twice?
I would not think twice, and I would not take the position. Because I am not a writer.
But your word is law! It doesn't matter! There's awful things in Halo that I don't really like in terms of writing, but I mean,
I think people would flip out if they think that... Someone like me would be coming, like, the guys from Ascended Justice, the guys from Ford Under Dawn, they deserve a writing position more so than I do.
If you know what you're writing about, it's easier. And you got a team of writers. It's not just like it's you. You also have insight would be the key insight that would lead those writers to make whatever they wanted to make, based in your universe.
I mean, I just don't think I would do Halo justice. I think Frankie does a good job.
No, so you just wrote it. Halo Justice, that's the new trilogy of books.
We are going on a massive tangent here. I honestly don't think I would be that good of a writer.
I think you would be. I think it would be fun for you because you know so much about the Halo universe. I mean, if you know what you're writing about, and you do, obviously, you know about the Halo universe a lot, it's pretty easy.
I know a lot of like front-facing value stuff. I don't know a lot of the integrated details that someone like Grim Brother 1 would know. There's a lot of information out there, and it's hard to keep track of it all. But anyways, for this community meld thing, it's really interesting that they're kind of making, I mean, they're taking the power of the Xbox One and having a more integrated functionality, which is cool. It's almost like they're trying to, it's almost looks like an experiment to bring Waypoint to the Xbox One, in a sense. It's the interface, just from what I've seen in the screenshots, because I haven't actually played Spartan Ops since this came out a week and a half ago, is it looks like a very simplified version of Waypoint as it is. Like, there's a news tab, which is very low-key, not very much on there. There's a store tab, which I'm assuming that would be just copy-paste from the Halo store and Waypoint. Achievements list, and then the more games. I mean, there's only one game on the Xbox One right now that's Halo, and that would be Spartan Assault, so you really don't get much under that. It's a cool concept, and I think once we get more Halo games out on the platform, it would be a little bit more utilized, but as far as I know, and if someone in the chat's used it, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems just like a kind of a cool feature to experiment with. And I see this as more maybe them testing to see what they can do with Halo 5 or Halo 2. Ooh. Or if Halo 2 Anniversary comes out and they do clans, if they still support clans, this would be a good way to interact with your clans. Just saying. There's a Waypoint store sale. Hoodies were $45, which I missed. Tees were $15, which I missed. So that was my weekend I moved. Or was it? Yeah. That was the weekend I moved.
Think of the money you could have saved. You're going to buy those eventually, maybe, possibly.
No, I've already spent enough money on actually moving into the place and buying extra furniture and food and whatnot.
Exactly. You need to save the money.
Yeah.
These hoodies are... I like the Halo hoodies now, but I just get tired of the UNSC logo on everything. And I was thinking to myself, like, what else other than the UNSC logo could you slap on something and call it Halo merchandise?
Legendary symbol, ODST. Yeah. You could probably do something Covenant. I'm trying to think of a Covenant logo that you could use.
Well, they have an ODST shirt, don't they? No, I'm thinking of the Cam shirt. Never mind. That's a cool shirt,
I think
though.
They have some like promotional ODST shirts, but I don't think they've had ones that you could actually buy before. Unless they just say ODST across the front, which I think maybe those they've done. But other than that, I don't think so. At least not official Halo merch.
That's just money being wasted right there. They need to make those ODST shirts. Everybody would buy them. Every Halo fan would buy at least one, probably.
I'm thinking about getting some decals for my car.
ODST or...
So I'm thinking UNSC on the front doors. I want to do an ODST somewhere. Maybe that on the roof. Maybe that on the roof of the car. Traxxas Tower.
Traxxas was the name of that construction company in Halo 3. They also had that tower.
Yeah, that's why I said Traxxas Tower. So I don't know. That would be there's definitely some ideas for shirts out there. Actually, wait. Did Bungie have an ODST shirt? They may have had an ODST shirt.
I want that ad for the civilian warthog on a t-shirt. That'd be cool.
The what?
The ad for the civilian warthog from Headlong. The golden warthog that people thought that they could get to shoot at it.
That would be a really cool t-shirt, actually. Okay. we're going to stop being fashion designers for now and go back to
the... Well, I mean, that's something I've wondered about. Like, it's all UNSC logo all the time nowadays.
But that's who you're fighting for. Isn't that...
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but, I mean, they could make other stuff, too, that you could purchase. It's not like they're going to, you know, cut those UNSC designs. I'm just saying add to your collection.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it doesn't have to be UNSC. You can make other cool stuff. Like, I remember one of the coolest pieces of Halo kind of apparel I had was just a black hoodie, and it had the Master Chief in the Halo 2 pose where he's got his, like, foot up. You know, he's got his, you know, Captain Morgan knee up with the dual SMGs, you know, up in the air.
Right.
And it was across the front, So when I went to school, it was against the, you know, school policy to have any sorts of guns and stuff. It just, you know, zip it down. And then people wouldn't notice because people wouldn't understand that that was a full image on the front. So, I mean, it was cool in a weird way, kind of a subversive way when you're younger. But, I mean, that was just different. They had different Halo merchandise back then. And now it's just all UNSC logo, and that's cool, but you just get tired of it. I just feel like they could be more creative with the stuff they sell.
They probably could. Moving on, we have something else that's in this bulletin. The Beyond Entertainment Spring Showdown. So they've had a couple little tournaments that they've thrown, our friends over at teambeyond.net. And they have this, I think, is it 1v1 stuff? Yeah, it's a 1v1 tournament. It's actually taking place this weekend. I think registration, I didn't say when registration was closing, but as far as what's going on with the tournament, it's bracket play, I think. It's taking place on Saturday. And it's all day Saturday from 3 p.m. Eastern to 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And they have some stuff to give away from 343 Industries, some prizes that they have. They'll be playing on Haven, Skyline, Onyx, and I think they're going to... I think some of it may be live-streamed. I'm not sure yet. But it's a single elimination bracket. So... I believe it's just one-on-ones all the way to the top. Here's the prize pool. This is what I was looking for. So for the winners of the tournament, first place is going to get a Polk Melee headset, Flawless Armor, Arctic BR skin, Deadeye helmet, and the Titanfall Prima guide, a digital download of it. Second place is going to get Halo, The Art of Building Worlds, signed by 343 Industries. That book is pretty amazing, by the way. And the Arctic BR skin. And then third place is Forward Into Dawn on Blu-ray, signed by 343.
Sweet.
Yeah. So they've been kind of holding together the Halo community in terms of holding tournaments and stuff since AGL has kind of disintegrated. There have been some other sites doing some tournaments as well on the side. But I think everyone's kind of waiting for the next iteration of Halo to come out until they really start to invest in massive tournaments. Cause there's just, I mean, unfortunately there's just not enough backing behind it for people. There's not enough interest with how Halo 4 has been received by people, which it sucks, but at least we have some people going out there and making a difference. So our next Halo bulletin for April 16th, we have some information regarding, more multiplayer stuff, more on the multi-team that will be coming out actually this weekend, on Monday following this podcast is when we're going to see that roll out. And in the next bulletin, we got some other exciting news, some heavy stuff coming our way as well. But for the multi-team, I'm going to jump ahead here a little bit. And the choices that we got were Quick Draw, Legendary Slayer, and Swords. And, of course, Legendary Slayer pulled out, which is nice to have a sensible game type chosen. At least I think it's sensible.
Yeah.
For the multi-team, we're going to have a variety of Slayer and objective game types. So there's probably going to be things like Oddball, King of the Hill. I want to see Extraction. Extraction would be cool to see. They have some plans to incorporate Ricochet into some other playlists as well. Let's see. And that, them for this week's bulletin, cause do we want to go over the Q&A for last week's bulletin? I feel there's only really one that was kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, just go with it.
Okay. So, Mr. Admirals writes on Twitter, "Can you elaborate on what the object beneath Sword Base was, along with the info it contained?" The answer that he got was, "It was a foreigner ship, and its debris field was spread out across Ipaz, I think that's how you say it, for 100 millennia. Its secrets are still under heavy scrutiny." So this is, I didn't know it was a ship until I read this, to be perfectly honest. But this is the thing under Sword Base whenever you go back to it for a second time, and the AI dot kind of leads you down towards an elevator shaft, which takes you really far into the base, where you find Halsey with the Cortana spinoff. And apparently that was a part of a big ship, a big Forerunner ship. So that was a pretty big, I guess, database of Forerunner info and tech that Halsey was researching for a long time.
How old is she now?
Like, gosh, I don't know. I think I want to say maybe her
early 50s? Hundreds.
Early hundreds. I want to say 50s or 60s. I'm not exactly sure, though.
Well, one of the things in Mass Effect is that people live significantly longer thanks to medical advances into their, you know, late 100s. I'm not saying like 100, I'm saying like 175, 80.
Yeah, I don't know what science has done in the universe of Halo in terms of like making people's lives longer. It doesn't really seem like any indication of that has been made. Although it wouldn't surprise me if people's average lifespan was longer. But I don't know about the whole living past like 150 or something like that. So, I don't know. There was one on there. And then, I guess this was a funny question. I'll read this one too. This is from Charmancer. He said, I've heard rumors saying Healy speak backwards. Is this true? And what does wort mean? And the answer they gave, they actually did it backwards too. And it actually reads, great question. Saying Healy language is incredibly complex and still being studied extensively by xenoanthropologists. It actually took me about 20 seconds to read that backwards when I first read it the first time. But yeah, there's a few questions on there that are just like generic questions that you could ask for Halo, but the ship beneath Sword Base, I actually never knew that. I don't know if anyone else in the chat room knew that before. And I guess people have known it before. We probably had people on the show that have known it, but I never did. You still want me writing the Halo universe, Brent?
Yeah, that's why you have assistant writers to remind you. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to write that in. Forgot about it.
Love your enthusiasm. All right, so moving on to this week's bulletin. We have some more information regarding heavies. I said the magic word. I didn't hear any squeals.
Heavies?
There we go. So heavies are making a comeback. It was so successful, and they finally have taken the time to get it fleshed out and ready to drop back into matchmaking. So we have heavies coming this next week, along with multi-team. Get excited, people. The most popular playlist in Halo 4 is making its comeback.
Oh, it's back.
It's back. And better than ever. So we have game types. Lots of good game types. Heavy Slayer, Heavy King of the Hill, and Heavy's Capture the Flag. Heavy's Capture the Flag reminds me of some pretty nice Halo Land nights with Capture the Flag games lasting upwards of 3 hours.
Yeah.
Although I don't think we'll see that in matchmaking. I don't think it'd be that long. It'd be cool, though, to have a game night that's not just crazy customs, but it's just normal Halo is just long, like you would do for LAN parties. That would be totally cool for me.
Yeah, long form game types.
Yeah, just like
first 10 black caps.
Well, I mean, think back to Coagulation. I remember nights where it would take like 2 hours to complete a game on Coagulation because you didn't have a time limit. And it was the first to 3 caps.
Yeah.
Pins Halo said Halsey 65. So I was close.
Hot.
Okay. Game types for heavies. The maps for heavies will be Longbow, Daybreak. Daybreak is going to be good. Wreckage. Ooh, I love Wreckage. Shatter, Harvest, Perdition, Ragnarok, Vortex, Meltdown, and Exile. I personally like the fact that they're using some of the DLC maps for this. I really love those DLC maps. I really do. Harvest is going to be like, we have the ones from Crimson. That was the first one. We have all the ones from Crimson in there. We have Perdition and Daybreak from the last one. Actually, no, Perdition, Daybreak. I'm getting my maps mixed up. Wow. But yeah, we have some from all three different map packs And it is nice to see that all the ones from the Crimson Backpack, because I personally think those are kind of underplayed, personally.
Yeah, I really enjoy Perdition. I love Perdition.
Perdition's good. Although I'm not exactly sure how heavy is going to work on that, because you can't really drive tanks around too much on that map.
I mean, you can't, like, move them around, but you can take them around the outside, I think. I think they made them, like, exactly big enough for tanks to get around.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe that one bridge over that thing, like, stops rates or whatever, but...
I wonder if you can even spawn... I've never tried to go in and spawn wraiths or tanks in Perdition or Daybreak. So, that'll be interesting.
Harvest will be fun for CTF.
Oh, Harvest is going to be a blast. I love Harvest. I can
I just
hear
don't
some
understand,
people screaming
like,
at me right now.
Like, why does everybody gather around those rocks? Like, what are they doing there?
Oh, I know what they're doing. They're going for achievements.
Oh.
The sniper kills somebody while you're in midair. Like off a big jump. So, but yeah, we have heavies coming back. That's pretty much, that's what you need to take away from this bulletin this week, is we got heavies back. Who cares about the multi-team? Who cares about the community choice poll? Who cares about escalation? We have heavies back, people.
Goshawks galore.
I'm just kidding. There's other important stuff in here. I'm just kidding. But it is nice to have heavies back. And people have been talking about it for a while, and people have wanted to see it come back, and they're finally delivering, finally kind of listening to people, and it's like, yep, we agree with you. It's a lot of fun, and here it is. And we get more maps with it, which is, that's cool. And I bet we'll see some more game types be integrated into it down the future as well. I don't think it would be just three game types. I think that's just what they're going to start out with.
Well, hopefully they'll add, like, extra custom maps. That'd be fun.
That'd be cool. For the multi-team playlist, we have a little more details. We do this time, which is so great. We have four teams of three, which is good. I think that's the best way to play multi-team. We have game types including Infinity Slayer, Legendary Slayer, BRs, Oddball, King of the Hill, SWAT, Regicide, and Ricochet. I've always wanted to try multi-team Ricochet.
Yeah.
I'm excited that we're going to get the chance to finally do it.
I think I played it once. Maybe.
Not that I could have gone and forged one, but who has time for forging? I'm kidding. It's going to be interesting. I have been really looking forward to seeing a good implementation of multi-team Ricochet, and I'm hoping that what they have to bring for this playlist, they have something that is ironed out, fleshed out, and something that'll be really fun. I am looking forward to it.
Still waiting on Bolt Shot Ricochet. Bolt Shots only.
Ah, freaking Bolt Shot. Freaking Bolt Shot. Halo Escalation 5 is out now. The digital comic.
Speaking of concussion rifles, there's one in that image with the Elite. So a concussion rifle confirmed in Halo 5, obviously.
I don't know if we can say that quite yet.
I mean, it's like the weapon that you just always put in there, even though it's not really very useful. But it's just always there now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty decent weapon.
I mean, it's fun making people, like, fly backwards. Or, like, shoot them and have them, like,
that
fall off. Get killed by the Guardians. That's hilarious. I mean, they don't get killed by the Guardians. You get the kill because you're the last person to shoot them.
Right. Anyways, back to the bulletin. The comic is up and available on Dark Horse. Issue number 5. There was some information that came out about the description behind issue number 8, which is supposed to be some very big spoiler stuff. Again, we're not talking about the comics. Maybe changing that because of all the stuff that is coming out about stuff that would be interesting to talk about for Halo 5, and with us doing Halo 5 podcast pretty soon, it may be something where I just have to break down and go ahead and buy the comics. I waited for Initiation to come out in hardback before I bought it for all the issues. And I think with this, I'm just going to have to break down and go ahead and get the prints. Because there is a lot of interesting stuff that has been coming out from the rumor mill, from the comics. And I think people want us to talk about them. They want us to talk about the lore in general. And all we've been doing is talking about matchmaking stuff.
I feel like we could assemble some sort of dream team of, like, Halo lore fanatics to tell us exactly why Escalation's significant. What they're adding, what they're taking away.
I don't know if they're taking away anything. It's mostly the stuff that they're adding and hinting at for what's coming in Halo 5.
Yeah, but that comic better not take away my Sarah Palmer. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad if she dies in a comic.
As long as she doesn't die like Kat.
I mean, if it's a book and it's like a really hyped book and like it's got her on the cover, like a huge picture of Sarah Palmer, like the Sarah Palmer story. Like that's just it. Halo Universe, Sarah Palmer story.
Well, I mean, that's all they've really been focusing on is Sarah Palmer. Maybe.
I feel like she's got one more game in her. Like she should either die at the end of Halo 5 or after Halo 5, she dies in her own book.
They've invested a lot into her story, though. I don't know why they would just kill her off after one, after two games. And with all the additional stuff that's going on, I feel that they're trying to make her a primary character for something. Almost like as if Chief's story is going to come to an end after this Forerunner saga. Like, I don't mean to make it sound detrimental, because Halo has been identified with the Master Chief, but I feel that with how 343 is taking things, with the direction they're taking, they're either exercising their creative freedom with Sarah Palmer because they know they can't really touch Master Chief's story until the game comes out, and they're trying to supplement it with that, or there's a bigger role that they have planned for her.
Oh man, what if the Chief dies and then she has to take up the role of the Chief to keep up morale? And so she becomes like the new Chief, and only some people know that she's the new Chief. Like it's like the Batman, like all super human, like every single superhero ever, you know, generally dies and there's a new one. Like there's some that don't do that, but there's always different versions of superheroes. So like Master Chief is its own identity, and she takes on the mantle of the Chief. And that's the next Halo trilogy after Halo.
Yeah, but her rank is way above six. Master Chief's.
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of morale and in terms of being just a crazy badass that saves the universe from danger, like Master Chief is way above whatever Sarah Palmer's done right now.
I don't think she's really in the position to engage in the quest of humanity following Forerunner's footsteps. I think she's a lot more militaristic, where Chief has, he kind of started out that way, but he's been involved with so much of what Halsey's been doing with studying Forerunner technology and studying the history of the Forerunners and humanity, where that's Chief's story. That is where his story will ultimately, if it does, come to a conclusion, is with humanity regaining the mantle. And then maybe that's when Palmer takes over and does something else with the Halo universe.
So you're saying that she's going to become evil, like Halsey did?
No, I think it's just going to be a different perspective on the Halo universe. It may be more of a militaristic aspect.
I mean, it was always militaristic. When you steal children from their families to turn them into super soldiers, that's about as militaristic as it gets. I mean, his backstory is tragic. Sarah Palmer didn't have that. You know, she actually grew up, had a childhood. She knows her family. You know, I suppose. I don't know that much about her backstory.
I don't know what their plan is, but there's a couple different ways they could take it. So, I mean, I think Halo 5 is going to be a big revelation for that, or E3 maybe. Maybe they'll show some stuff at E3 that really gives some more information on why they're taking the route they are and focusing a lot on Sarah Palmer.
In our twitch.tv/podtacular live stream tweet chat thing, Halo Collector says Sarah is going to be used as an antagonist going after Chief as he's going after Cortana and Halsey. That would be interesting. Like, think about kind of a multiplayer style AI Spartan that you have to fight at the end of Halo 5 or Halo 6. And it's Palmer. And she's super tough to beat. Like, it's the hardest boss and like the hardest fight in the entirety of Halo.
I would not want to see something like that happen.
What if you can't beat her? What if you always lose and that's how she takes up the mantle of the Chief? She kills him. She's like, yes, I have the power now. I am the Master Chief.
I don't think that it'd be an interesting way to present the story, but I don't think that it just doesn't have that kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I know. I just like wondering what if.
There are a lot of what ifs in Halo.
Well, in comics in general. It's kind of a big deal. The multiverse, different things happening. And it's explained away because it happened in a different universe, parallel to our own, or whatever the current one is.
I don't think we've really dived too much into the whole alternate universe of Halo. I know they tried to do the whole fix-up with Reach, but
I hope they never, ever.
No.
They should never, ever have an alternate universe in Halo, ever.
No.
And this is just because they do it too much in comics, and I hate it. I don't want like 50 different versions of the Master Chief or the UNSC that I have to keep up with. I just want them to work on the one Halo universe that I enjoy.
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm kind of the same way. So if you are reading the comics, the fifth one is out. So go check it out. Spartan Assault, they have a little blurb on here, and I'm not exactly sure what this means. They said, Halo Assault is now one of the first titles available across multiple Windows devices for the price of a single download, which I'm confused on what that means, because like, are they talking about the initial release of Windows phones and Windows 8? Because that's what it seems like, but that's kind of very misleading, because for the Xbox versions, you still have to pay a separate price.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure what they're doing with that statement. Yeah. Anywho. Screenshot spotlight for this week is Melee. We had some screenshot spotlights for the other weeks, but since we are on this week's, we're going to do Melee. Nothing too much in terms of like the artistically creative, in terms of like colors and setup and stuff. There are just some pretty interesting positions of how the melees are being done. For me, I'm going to go with Teamwork 7 by Liz King, Ninja Assassin 7 by Mr. Martini 85.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Dropping In by Receptor. It's a griffball assassination, which is pretty cool. Actually, it looks like I'm doing all the ones down the right side. This Is How You Die, Son by Chaos Soldier R, and This Is Halo by Purpleoid. This is Halo!
I enjoy Titan Punch, just because the idea of a massive fist, like, punching a Spartan
Titan
is funny to me.
Titan Punch!
It's just hilarious. Also, Smell My Fist by RPG is it's not that funny on its own, but the caption evokes imagery that's truly just disgusting.
Smell My Fist.
And therefore hilarious. But Titan Punch is by Prime Ordnance. I just wanted to get that out there. Give some, you know, author credit.
Titan Punch!
All of these images are property of 343 Industries, subsidiary of Microsoft.
Subsidiary of Microsoft Incorporation. Microsoft Corporation. So yeah, that's the bulletin wrap-up. Pretty quick. There's just a lot of stuff for matchmaking. Nothing, again, no details on any future Halo projects, no speculation, no interviews, nothing big that's come out. We do have a couple of submissions to read that we have in. There's a few that we've gotten in that I'm not ready to read out yet because I need a little more time to digest them, but we do have a couple here. And I'm going to go ahead and do the first one. This is a little bit of a longer one. This is from Pins Halo. I think he's in the chat room right now. So, hello, Pins. Thank you for writing in. He writes, I was listening to the last podcast and wanted to chime in on the question you asked regarding the Halo movie and... I just lost my place. Regarding the Halo movie and what I would like to see as a fan, I want to see some of the other parts of the universe that haven't been as explored in the games, novels, or comics. You could show the insurrection just prior to the kidnapping of the kids, or even some of the turmoil post-war and before the Kilo 5 series. However, I think that to draw in most people, the movie would have to have Master Chief in it. I think in the past, I said I would love to see the Fall of Reach turned into a movie. There's a huge gap between the Spartans being fitted with their Mjolnir armor for the first time in the Battle of Sigma Octanus 4. Any one of the missions that had to occur during that time would be something new to show longtime Halo fans and to introduce the main character to those who know very little about Halo. As for what new feature I would like to see in Halo 5, I think I would like to see more in the way of side missions, maybe even some that require scouting and stealth or problem solving to an extent. Spartans have a stealth side to them and we rarely get to see it. You can have it that the side missions only unlock after certain goals are made in the campaign, so it is a way to have people replay the campaign for more than just achievements. Thank you all for the hard work. Thank you for all the hard work you do, guys. Pins Halo. That's an interesting point, because Spartans are designed to be very sneaky, be able to get in and out of places. They are designed to be stealthy, and we don't really see that too much. I think we got a glimpse of it a few times in Reach. The night level, Nightfall, I believe it was. You got to exercise some stealth in there if you wanted. But he brings up a good point, where there are certain facets and characteristics of the Spartans, at least of like Master Chief and his team, that we haven't seen much in the games that could be incorporated into some gameplay elements for the campaign. And also, the whole idea about having stuff that is before kind of the main line of the Halo games is kind of something along the lines of what Forward Unto Dawn did. And I think if they do something kind of similar with that, and Pins brought up a pretty good, I think, area to really discover or go through, is Chief's upbringing, kind of bringing back some of the stuff with Fall Reach and filling in the gaps. I think I would personally like to see a movie made out of that. I think that would be really cool for Halo fans, both people that are really into the lore and people that are just generically interested in Halo, because you get to learn more information behind the Chief.
Yeah.
Some of his motivations of his fighting style and just kind of his history with the UNSC and with the insurrection. I think that would be really cool. I think you have some good ideas, Pins.
Yeah.
So he's here in the chat.
Yeah, I enjoyed the kind of stealth atmosphere of Halo 3 ODST. It was more stealthy.
The thing is, that's ODST. That's not even Spartans, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying the ODSTs, I mean, obviously a Spartan would be even crazier. If the ODSTs can do it, Spartans can do it three times better.
Definitely. And it would be nice to see that area kind of explored. And it would be nice to see optional objectives in Halo that kind of incorporate some of those more sneakier aspects.
That would be cool.
Almost to like, kind of, go ahead. I would like to see Halo kind of loosen up on the whole rail shooter thing. Like, I know it's important to drive Halo's story, but I think there are different kind of like side quest elements that you could incorporate into the game to still make it feel Halo from a campaign perspective, yet introduce more story for people that want to go kind of expand their knowledge of it. And it could almost be a mechanic where if you do this additional objective, it may take longer, but it may make the next part easier to accomplish. So for things like legendary runs, that would be cool to have some more. It would give game replayability, because with Halo, it's almost the same thing every single time. But if you introduce those side quests that can change the game, not basically change the story of how the game goes, but kind of changes the way you interact with the campaign mission, I think that would really enhance the replayability and really dive into people getting involved with the campaign, getting behind the character that you're playing for the campaign.
Yeah. I was thinking more along the line of like World of Warcraft style quests, like kill 25 kobolds. But in this case, it'd be gross.
No.
And return to me with their snouts.
Yeah, I don't think those kind of objectives would. Yeah, that would not work.
But that is interesting in the idea of a Halo MMORPG. I think they were actually, I do know. They were thinking about making a Halo MMORPG at one point in time. And then they scrapped the idea.
You don't have to have a MMO style mindset in order to kind of incorporate those things, though.
Yeah, but I think they were going more along the lines of what they were going to do with Destiny, maybe. Because I think at the time it was actually Bungie that was working on the MMO. Because, I mean, obviously they would have been in control of Halo at the time.
No, I think I remember what you're talking about, and it was Bungie talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, that was a cool idea at the time. I don't think you could do it now. I think maybe after Destiny comes out, they could do something like Destiny-esque with Halo.
Well, their whole idea behind Destiny, though, is to have somewhat of something that almost seems like resembles an MMO, but it's not quite an MMO.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's got the kind of large community-based idea going on. I'm saying it obviously wouldn't be an MMO if you made it nowadays. They've kind of...
Right.
You know, strayed from that model. Sorry about the dog in the background.
Interesting. It's all right. You want to read the next one?
Yes. From Pins Halo again.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, from Alice's Pieces. Halo, Podtacular. He said Halo instead of Hello.
Halo, I know, Podtacular.
I know using Halo in place of Hello is corny and terrible, but I'm sure you'll forgive me, right? Anyway, I have an idea for question of the week, if you're up for it. Although Halo 2 Anniversary may or may not be released, what alternative names would you give to tracks from the Halo 2 original soundtrack, like what 343 did with Halo CEA? They could be funny or clever, for example, Perchance to Dream, because to sleep, which joins to make to sleep Perchance to Dream, a reference to Hamlet's iconic monologue. Or it could be something as simple as using synonyms like Sweet Autumn, because Sweet Fall, I think I'd change either Heretic, Hero, or Prologue to Arby and the Chief. I might also...
Wow.
I might also change Ghosts of Reach to Grasping Phantoms, but I'm not sure if that sounds too lame. Finally, I just wanted to say you're doing a great job on the podcast, and I look forward to what will come out during the year. So, thanks, Alice's Pieces.
I personally have not looked at the names of the remake of the Halo soundtrack. I don't listen to it, even though I have it, but I couldn't answer that question.
Now I need to look up the Halo 2 OST soundtrack. I mean, I know there are two discs, so...
Well, there are two volumes, yeah.
Yeah.
Unforgotten, that was renamed to Never Forget in Halo 3. You need to come up, I guess, with something related to forgetfulness.
Yeah. Yep. All right, I found it. Gonna paste it into the Twitch chat for people that don't know how to use Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Everyone sees a random link for about 15 seconds until it's like, oh, this is what we're talking about.
Yes. Let's see. The Halo theme Mjolnir mix.
I don't think you could really change that. Yeah.
Blow Me Away by Breaking Benjamin.
I don't think you would change that.
Yeah, you could.
Look at the volume 2. I would say look at the volume 2 and base it off of that. Because a lot of the ones from Halo... From Halo 1. From the Volume 1 are kind of like cameos. Incubus has 4 songs in there. The last song, Connected, is a, kind of a cameo. Blow Me Away is a cameo. Halo theme Mjolnir mix is something that is... I don't think you would change that.
I think the O'Donnell Salvatore songs are much easier to ape. Or not ape, but change.
Yes.
Let's see. In Amberclad... Going gold. I don't know. Not really amber, but amber's kind of gold-ish.
There's a meaning behind Spartan. Amberclad, though. I would have to look up that meaning again, though.
The final super soldier. Flawed legacy. Messed up past. Heretic hero. Well, I don't know. Wasn't that in the submission? Yeah, he changed it to... No, you could change Heretic hero, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said Heretic Hero could be Arby and the Chief, which makes sense. The Heretic, which is the Arby and the Chief.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I didn't think about that way. I was thinking of the the videos. Arby and the Chief. Shows you where my mind is. Random stuff. I don't know. I personally would have to check how they renamed some of the ones for the Halo CE Anniversary soundtrack. I don't know if I would listen to a new version of the Halo 2 soundtrack because, as we discussed on their Marty show, Marty's music is like unbeatable.
No, what if they hire Marty to remake his own music? Think about it.
Oh, gosh.
It would be like the master going back and smoothing his work out even more.
I think that would create a lot of tension, personally.
Yeah, you gild the lily with that one.
Yeah. But.
I don't think Marty's probably going to stay in the gaming industry. I got a feeling he's going to.
I mean, he could stay in the gaming industry. I don't know if he would. I don't know if he would like to definitely come back and do Halo, but I think it would be. It's possible that he would stay in the gaming industry. I don't see why not. I mean, it would be cool to see him go out and do something like TV and film, but he's definitely not limiting himself to video games.
He's going to record audiobooks.
Well, I mean, that'd be cool, all right.
You know, ease into
some of the Halo ones. Do some of the Halo ones, or do some like some kind of sci-fi or video game ones. But that wraps it up for the bulletins. That we're all caught up. We read some submissions. I don't think there's really much else to talk about. We don't have much Halo news right now. It's going to be kind of grappling for scraps right now, or reaching for scraps until E3 comes around. So that's why next week we're going to start doing our Halo 5 stuff. I'm going to get some emails out and make sure that we have some guests lined up and some topics to talk about. Lots of good stuff to discuss. We've had quite a few conversations on the show already about some things that we think would be good to see Halo 5 come back and quote-unquote fix for the Halo experience. And there's definitely a bunch of people out there with opinions that we want to try to get on the show.
I think we can all agree that the bolt shot needs to just be taken out. Like, never bring it back, ever.
I think a lot of people share that sentiment, yes.
And that may be, like, the only point of agreement that everybody has.
Actually, no. Justin from Drunken Halo podcast, he loves the bolt shot.
Well, I mean, he's the exception that proves the rule, right?
Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't know. I mean, maybe there is a bolt shot community out there. Maybe we need to get on this bandwagon. HaloBoltShotsOnly.com. Playing the right way, gosh. Man. That's how Halo 4 was made to be played. Bolt shots only. Why do you think they put sprint in there? So you can sprint into my bolt shot.
Oh, no. No, just, no. No, I don't want to think about that. No. Anywho, that wraps it up for our show tonight. Pretty short. We don't have much else to talk about, I think. Have I missed anything, Brent? I don't think anything else has come out Halo-wise for the last 3 weeks.
Nope. I think that was about it.
Okay.
Now, did we mention the TCG cards on the show, or was that pre-show?
Oh, no, we did. Oh, yeah, it was pre-show. That's a good point. So, this week's bulletin... Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. On this week's bulletin, they made some cards for Earth Day, which feature different planets from the Halo universe. They made a set of 8 that they gave out, one to each employee at 343, which they then began to collect, you know, independently. So, obviously, only one in every 8 employees could complete a set. But Bravo was one of them. He went around getting the full set. And they really, really look like what I suppose a Wizards of the Coast card. Halo yeah. trading card game would be like. And man, I really want a Halo TCG.
Yeah. These cards look really, really cool. And we were talking about this before the show. And these were just specifically done for Earth Day within the office. This wasn't something that you could participate in outside of the studio. But there was... It does give you some interesting ideas for what if there is a Halo TCG, or it doesn't even have to be a trading card game. It can just be like collectible cards.
Yeah. Or even like a singular kind of board game thing, you know? You just buy the entire set and then you can play it with friends. I'd be all right with that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And I think there has been some kind of like trading cards before. For Halo. I can't remember exactly, though. I think there were just like promotional things. But I remember some kind of Halo cards being out there somewhere. But yeah, if you're watching on the stream, it's the image in the top right. The cards look really cool. I would love to actually see them in person. So maybe when we go to PAX Prime, be like, hey, Bravo, can we see those cards? Can we see those Earth Day cards?
Hey, man, those sweet. Are... We only heard about them on the internet.
We got some sweet cards over there. Huh?
But they're really cool. Case. Be like, I didn't bring them. They're like packed up in my closet. I'd be like, what? They need to be on display in a shadow box.
Exactly. We should just start making our own Halo cards then. Well, we could, if we made them without for no money, that'd be okay.
Oh, yeah. See how well that did for the My Little Pony fighting game?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they made a My Little Pony 2D fighter, like Street Fighter, Street Fighter style. And it was like a fan-made game, My Little Pony fighting his magic. And it was about to come out, and then Hasbro, or whoever owns My Little Pony, said, no way, bro. So they had to scrap the entire project, just 2 years of work, just shot out.
Oh, I vaguely remember that, yeah. It kind of sucks that they had to do something like that.
I'm not going to work on a Halo trading card game just to 2 years later get my dreams smashed. You know,
I think, yeah, those kind of things are tricky though, Because sometimes developers or creators will be completely fine with it, and sometimes they won't be.
Well, the good thing is...
I think for the My Little Pony stuff, it was the idea behind... Maybe it was the idea behind them having characters fight each other.
Yeah, that was the big deal that Hasbro didn't really like. But, I mean, it was real innocent. It wasn't... It was just cartoon violence. It wasn't anything awful. They were just afraid of, you know, the association with their brand being an actual kids brand. That's where they make all their money, on the toys that little girls buy. I mean, some older men buy it, but it's mostly little girls, I hope.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, but I wouldn't work on a fan-made project for 2 years, because I know that the lawyers at these companies love squashing fans' dreams. They don't care. They're out to protect their property. That's, you know, what they get paid for. Can't really complain about it, but...
Property! So, Pins and Godzilla just posted some of the trading card stuff for Halo. And yeah, I wasn't too crazy when I thought there was some kind of trading cards that were out there. These don't look anything too spectacular, though. And I don't even know if these are... well, the ones that Godzilla linked, I don't think those are... They don't really look official.
No, these are just cards with pictures on them. Like, I want an actual game. If I can't play with my cards, the cards are basically worthless to me. I mean, I know that, you know, old baseball cards, can really play with those. I don't collect baseball cards. Card games. I know, but I'm saying the Topps one and...
The Topps one, the ones that Pins look like, those look a little bit more... Legit. I mean,
none of these cards could be played with. They don't have any rules or numbers or stats on them.
I don't particularly care if there was a game associated with it or not.
Yeah, but you could go to conventions, you know, trade cards, play right there. I mean, you go to RTX, everybody's sitting around playing Pokemon cards or Magic the Gathering, you know, having a Halo game.
We can just make up the card game then.
Yeah. It'd have to be like a singular set, though.
I'll use my supposedly creative writing skills to come up with rules for this game.
Justice, the trading card game. Justice will be served in the form of collectible trading cards.
Oh gosh, what have we done?
Release your trap card now, Yu-Gi-Oh style.
I guess you would have Dang it, now I'm starting to think about this. Dang it.
Use instant Halo sorcery to trick your foes.
You could have like tool cards that would be like weapons and grenades, and then you would have like you could do
trainer
like
cards.
Equipment that would be trainer cards. You could have the equipment cards that would be like a shield or a mine or something. Yeah. Dang it. Now I'm going to digress, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. So, thank you everyone for tuning in who did tune in to the live stream tonight. We are kind of returning back to our normal podcast. So thanks for checking us out. For those of you who are listening to us via iTunes or RSS feed, we do our podcast live on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So check it out. Join the conversation. We have some pretty cool banter in here, and we get some good support from our people in the chat room. Shout out to the regulars, and shout out to the new people that drop by. And we appreciate every one of you that comes and listens to us, whether it's live or whether it's via download. Really appreciate it. Make sure you check out Wacky Wednesdays, which is on Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We may be changing that back 30 minutes. Still trying to figure out, with me living in a new place and with schedules from my roommate, like when the best time is going to be to do that. But it's still going to be 8:30 for the meantime until further notice. So check it out. We have some fun customs. We're going to try to get some new ones since my library is somewhat outdated. But come join the fun. We have a pretty decent lobby that shows up every time, and sometimes we get massive amounts of people, which is always nice. Make sure you check out the podcast network. That's the podcast.com. You can find shows over there like Critzcast, Guardian Radio, Reachcast, How to Murder Time, and Work in Progress. Some pretty good podcasts over there to listen to if you're into some other video games other than just Halo. think that pretty much wraps it up for tonight. If you want to comment on anything bulletin related or anything Halo, if you want us to talk about anything specific in our Halo 5 discussions, make sure you send us an email, submissions@podtacular.com. Give us your ideas. We want to kind of encompass all the areas of Halo that we can possibly think of. We can even drill down to some nitty-gritty details as well. So any ideas that you guys have that you want us to talk about, let us know. Let us know via email, let us know via Twitter, via Facebook, however you can get a hold of us, let us know. We really want to talk about everything and anything Halo. So with that said, thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 420 of Podtacular, and we will see you guys next time.
Keep on fragging
heavies.
Keep on fragging Halo TCG.